The announcement was made on the Collins Bowling webpage 2 days ago. Eastland Lanes would be closing. Janice Birdwhistle was getting warmed up for her weekly bowling league at Collins when she heard the news.
It really is the end of an era in Lexington. It's hard to imagine that there won't be a bowling alley on that side of town anymore.
Danny Collins is the fourth generation to run the family-owned business.
My great-grandfather started up in the company with movie theaters in Springfield, Ohio. And then back in the 1960s, they saw the growth of bowling and decided to move to Lexington. And that's when my grandfather built these two centers.
Collins told me the decision to close the Eastland location was unfortunate but necessary.
The cost of doing business between both centers is pretty much the same cost, but you have half the revenue.
In the 70s, Eastland was one of the first parts of the city with a shopping center. But for years, businesses have been moving out.
It has become a little bit more run down, and in that area too has also you see a lot of car dealerships coming up around there.
On June 1st, Eastland's lanes will go dark for good, and Southland will be the only place left to bowl in Lexington. I'm Karen Czar reporting for 91.3 WUKY News.